In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. You can use it on trash cans, coffee pots, grout, and it removes the stain. It's better than soap. It even removed rust spots from a beige carpet. It's amazing. Red can turn white. It's called OxyClean, a miracle product. I love it. In today's reading, Isaiah calls for crimson to become like wool, scarlet to become white. The red has to go and the white has to show. It sounds impossible, especially when you're dealing with us and our sinfulness. Now, Isaiah is talking about a Sodom and Gomorrah kind of stain. Corruption, abomination, sinfulness through and through. So offensive to God were these cities that he rained fire and brimstone on them. Now, we remember the California brush fires and the destruction they could make. But the rubble and the ruin of those two cities still cannot sustain life. Now, what could cause such anger from our God? It is this: an outward obedience masking a lack of trust. Just like the Lord commanded, his people continued to offer a multitude of sacrifices, best of flock rams, blood of bulls, lambs, goats. They regularly burned incense, rising like sweet-smelling prayers. They kept the God-appointed gatherings, the feasts, the convocations, the new moons, the Sabbath. It was a kind of powdery white dust over their refusal to hear his word and obey it. A bloody rebelliousness underneath. And under this shallow sanctity, they were stained through and through with wickedness, hatred, and injustice. God could see it. He was not fooled, and Isaiah was sent to cry out they should change their ways. And he cries out to us, "What whitish dust of respectability covers our inner wickedness? What sanctified behavior masks a lie, a lack of cooperation, an act of rebellion? We may appear to be good donors, eager volunteers, regular attendees, even in chapel, interested in missions, self-sacrificing people, clean-cut and friendly to strangers. But the vacuous outward behavior covers a rebellious heart and mind and will. And this is not what God expects. He despises this. He will ignore the empty festivals we hold, disregard the empty, vain gatherings, hide his eyes from our mere outward gesture, cover his ears when prayers are meant to impress others. It's a bloody rebelliousness that he sees. He wants unstained wool, pure hearts, complete trust. Now, is there an OxyClean for this? The red has to go, the white has to show, through and through. No mere covering up, no makeup for this sore. The marvelous mystery is that God provides an OxyClean. Well, maybe we should call it a LamiClean. Indeed, Isaiah in chapter 7 brings us the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. So God himself became human and walked among us. And in every instance, Jesus refused the evil, chose the good. It was pure white behavior. No injustice, no evil heart, no doubt about God's word. And he was slaughtered like a lamb, so we might be washed in his blood. Red blood makes clean. In him, scarlet became white. Crimson red became like new wool. It's a marvelous mystery, but there's more. We also are given a new heart, one that wants to hear what God has to say, that is eager to obey, that desires justice, is willing to correct oppression, and to aid the fatherless, the widow, and so forth. It's a miracle cleansing and restoration. Red can become white, and this mystery cleaning and renewing is ours through Jesus. By faith, he makes us clean and new. We are pure, undefiled. Wickedness disappears. The red has to go. The white has to show. Thank God. It's marvelous. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.